All right, here we go, man. Oh, yeah, we talk. It's Jay Styles, Nick Nookum. Nick Nookum with the pinstripe shorts. What's up, Nick?
Just chilling, man. Trying to soak up some of these sun rays. You know what I'm saying? Trying to hit the beach or something. Have a few mimosas. It's a beautiful day out here.
I see you, bro. All you're missing is the sandals, bro. That's it.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I, could come up zone, these, I could come up out these real quick, though, and just walk in the sand a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we got V Brown conversation piece. What's up, V?
What up, y'all? How y'all doing? You know, I'm doing cool shit.
All right, V. We got a sport.
Oh, I can't curse. Sorry. Dang,
we got the we got the marketing manager from Sporty LA. Sporty LA. Brittany. Brittany, what's going on, Brittany?
I'm doing good. I'm here. I'm in full effect, like I said before. So be ready because I'm ready for the topic of Kanye today.
In full effect. We got Breezy Easy on the ones and twos. What's up, Breezy?
Yo, chilling, having a good time, enjoying this warm weather. You know, I didn't wear my pinstripe shorts today, though.
All y'all got jeans.
You got your Ray Bans on. You got your Ray Bans. You good.
Were made.
I don't know where y'all think y'all live, but y'all came out here with black pants on.
We got the memo. That's what happened.
Right. We got the Kanye memo.
You know, we got the Kanye memo.
We got the
bro.
Kanye memo.
All you gotta do is Google weather. You feel me? And
all black everything.
Right up.
All black.
All right,
so
man.
Help
we got
us
a
God.
We got a special guest / new co-host Melly Mel is in the bid. What's up, Mels?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How you doing, Melly Mel?
Oh yeah, we talk radio.
All right, so Melly Mel, I found Melly Mel on Facebook. She works for K-Day out here in LA. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Melly Mel.
So I'm from LA, born and raised, Cali girl. I love music. I love everything about the entertainment industry. And I do work for 93.5 K-Day.
That's what's up, man.
Don't ask me for Crush Groove tickets. Go get them yourself. But yeah, so I'm here and I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Hey, man, we're glad to have you on board, man. We're glad to have you on board. All right, so before I get into the topic, I just want to say the time change kind of messed me up. I was a little bit late this morning.
I
got here before you guys, but I was a little bit late.
I was a lot of bit late.
I was on time. I didn't know what to do. I used my phone, luckily, but even when I looked at my phone, I was like, this is wrong, and I felt upset.
Well,
and then I got
wrong.
Online,
we lose an hour.
And everyone was like, nah, it's normal. And then I was like, oh, my bad.
But
it was,
I didn't even
it was startling.
You reminded me last night.
I did.
You
actually
did.
I sent a text to everybody.
Yeah,
said,
yeah
you
did.
I'll
you
be reading Jay's
text. I didn't say
okay.
that.
Treat me like a stepchild. Treat me like
stay
a stepchild.
Stay texting. At some point, I just glaze over him.
Damn.
Jay's
it's like,
saying
wow.
something. It's like Jay's saying something again.
Hey, it's like
Kelly,
that.
Tell us how you really feel.
It's like that, Kel. Damn.
Kelly, I just got to say, thank God for the smartphone. You know?
Damn.
Thank God for
I'm
smartphone.
I'm just real busy, you know what I'm saying?
It changes always.
Oh, she got Hollywood.
She
got
Hollywood. She Hollywood.
Always, she don't have time
you
know? For you.
She ain't got time for you.
Ain't nobody got time.
It's not personal. It's not personal.
All right, man. So let's go ahead and get to the first topic, man. Kanye West. Kanye West. He pretty much released the cover art and the title for his album, his seventh studio album. It's going to be called So Help Me God. And then he released the new single All Day. First, let's talk about, let's talk about the title, man. What do y'all think about Kanye's title, So Help Me God?
To the album, So Help Me God?
Yeah, to the album. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, I think Kanye, that's what I love about him. Is he's just bold like that. He's not scared. It kind of takes me back to the Jesus walks, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
And
I like
Kanye
it.
Loves white Jesus more than anyone.
He really
I've ever
does.
Met. He loves white Jesus. I wasn't surprised even really by the album. I saw it and I like shrugged. I was like,
a lot
yeah,
of
that's,
his stuff
that's
is religion based and focused.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
I think
absolutely.
Right now he's so in a good place. He's happy, he's married to the woman of his dreams. He has little Nori. I think he's in a good
love
place.
Nori.
I don't know what the music is gonna sound like, but
he
doesn't
really
disappoint
me. Music for the people.
And oh yeah,
I'm excited
going,
for
the music
him
is
to
gonna
get
be dope. Yeah.
Back to what he was doing before, and not be so angry.
Yeah.
And be about that good life.
Exactly.
I like angry Kanye.
You know what I mean.
I like angry Kanye. He said it's gonna be like some cookout music, though. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some chill out summertime music. So I think we can really look forward to some feel good, you know what I'm saying, feels from Kanye.
Good music.
I'm looking forward to it, man, because like we haven't seen Happy Kanye since My Dark Twisted Fantasy, man.
That wasn't Happy Kanye.
No.
I mean, but it was good music, Kanye.
It was good. Yeah, I mean,
that was good music, Kanye. You know.
I feel
so I'm happy to see Kanye is in a good place. He got his kid. He's married. You know, he's feeling. He's going on media interviews and.
Yeah.
You know, he's laughing. You know.
Yeah.
He never smiles.
He never smiled. When the last time we seen Kanye laugh? You know?
I actually witnessed Kanye smile up close and personal.
Ooh. See.
And you are gonna like this.
Dude, tell me.
You're gonna like this.
So I love all this.
Kim Kardashian opened the Dash store right here on Melrose. I did go to the event. And I got to see him interact, and that was a beautiful thing because you can tell that he really loves this girl, and you can just see it. I mean,
well, she was beautiful.
It was not about Kanye that day, and so that was a dope, you know, to witness that as a fan.
Yeah, it's no question.
Like in a personal sense,
and it's nice to see it be real.
Right. Right, and that was the thing.
Yeah, that was the thing.
It's no question, Kanye, man. He loves some Kim Kardashian, man. So
yeah, he said if it wasn't for Kim K dumping him or not giving him the time of day, it would have been no Amber Rose.
That's true.
And he had to take 30 showers.
Oh.
That was no blow.
I don't even want to get in. Like, I'm really disappointed in how Kanye talks about Amber Rose.
I mean, he has to defend his wife.
Yeah, that's true. That's you got to defend.
Got to defend your woman.
Otherwise, you're gonna be. Otherwise, you're gonna be sleeping in a hallway somewhere.
He was with
or the doghouse.
She was probably.
I don't think
he'd
sleep in a hallway in Kris Jenner's hallway, but a really fancy schmancy hallway.
I'm just saying.
If Kim is mad, nowhere.
But like, what I'm saying is like Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian are petals on the same flower. Like for Kanye to
Nobody touched my Kim Kardashian. How did Kim Kardashian get her start?
How did Kim Kardashian get her start?
I'm just saying,
how did Amber Rose get her start?
If it was my man, you better say something.
What is different is what happened after Kim Kardashian.
We're gonna come back to this topic because we'll be on this topic all day. But let's go ahead and go to Kanye West's new single, All Day. He performed that at the Brit Awards. I love it, man.
Can we run it back? He brought it right that fire in the guy holding that fire torch thing. Like, I was all about that.
Yeah.
Like, that lit a fire in me.
I mean, how great is he that he can take something so simple, like, everybody wear black, it's going to be a dark, but the energy was live.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The energy was live. Yeah, the fire was dope, but just the energy when he was like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it ignited something in me, and I was like,
stay
back.
Like, if my legs is going to hurt from being low, doing squats or whatever, like, the whole crowd, like, y'all going to stay low. Like, the whole energy was live.
Yeah, I agree.
When you have Taylor Swift, like, grooving with you. And you, Kanye West, and Taylor Swift is still grooving with you?
I think
you're dope.
I think they made up. They're friends now.
Yeah, I mean, they were probably, I mean, she might have taken it a little personal, but I mean, Kanye says what he has to say and then he's over it. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I feel like it's a way you can kind of look at the Yeezus album. It was,
if anything, it brought her attention.
It's the way he felt at the time, and that's just what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Kanye is not the person to really like hold grudges or anything like that. I think he says what's on his mind. That's all that it is.
I think his whole goal through that is honestly just to help people and help elevate people, and they take it in the wrong way. Like the whole Beck thing. Okay, so maybe he got on stage, he shouldn't have done that, but maybe people wouldn't have paid as much attention to Beck had
That's true. Same with Taylor Swift. I think Taylor Swift she got bit because of Kanye West, actually.
That was a whole phenomenon.
I didn't know who Taylor Swift was.
Yeah, but you still don't listen to Taylor Swift. Like, Taylor Swift had her fan base before.
You did tell me last week that Taylor Swift had some good country songs, so.
Well, she had one.
There you go, Nick.
She had one country song. Yeah, she had one country song that I like. She got one country song that I do like, you know. So, but I still never heard
0 to 100.
I still never heard Taylor Swift before the Kanye incident.
Jay only likes when people agree with him.
Say what?
I said Jay only likes when people agree with him.
Nah, man. Hey,
we don't need to go there from before the show.
I respect people's opinion, man. You know,
that's what we're here for.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here for. All right, so Kanye West, he's supposed to be. Basically, he don't have a release date for this album, but everybody been dropping albums like out the blue. Y'all think Kanye gonna drop this out the blue?
Yeah, he said he was. Definitely. He said having a release date is
it's expired. It's expired.
It's old news now.
Old idea.
And yeah, so I mean, and I respect that. I feel like it's something that the rap game should have. It's just that spontaneity, you know what I'm saying? Of just getting like the dopest album of the year at any given time, you know what I'm saying? I think it's something to really look forward to, keep you on your toes, and I think it's gonna be dope.
I think somebody like on a Kanye level though can do that. You know what I mean? Because you think about who did that last year. Right. Beyonce. You know what I mean? She just dropped that album overnight.
J. Cole also.
Drake did it. Most definitely did it.
So Kanye can do it. You know what I mean? But I think it is levels to the artist that can make that something like that happen. You know what I mean?
But like Kendrick just dropped the release date for his album, but I feel like he was another artist who could have dropped it whenever.
Sure. But I mean, like, he's not giving us much time. Like, it was like, in a month, you'll get an album.
Right. I agree. All right, so the credits on Kanye's All Day include, like, he got like 20 credits on here. I'm just going to name a few. Diddy, Travis Scott, French Montana, Kendrick, Paul McCartney, and like I said, I'm just gonna name a few, man. But he got 20.
Yeah, everybody's
credits.
Getting paid off that song.
Everybody getting paid off.
I think
song,
Northwest got paid off that song.
Shout out to Northwest and that paparazzi picture. That
Northwest gets
jacket.
Paid off every song.
She's yeah, awesome.
Let's be real about.
I just
getting
know
this money
Northwest
right now.
Better not get surgery when she's 17 like Kylie did. Like, I mean, Kanye, put your foot down. Make sure Nori is
Why
a
is
normal.
He's not gonna put
girl.
His foot down, bro. That's what he's into. Like, he
he's
doesn't
into
think there's
kid.
Anything wrong with
that. He's when they're 17.
Yo, do you remember how Kanye talked about her when in regards to Tyga, like locking her down? You think nah.
So and
you
that think he was smart for doing
so
that.
You think he's gonna be cool with somebody locking his daughter down when she's 17?
Yep, and I really can't wait for her to be of age and Kanye can experience all the misogyny
be old,
that he's ever expressed towards other women, and he's gonna watch it on his own daughter.
How old is
all right, man. So we down at we'll be talking about that. I'm trying to stay on topic. All right, man, we be talking about this all day, man. We down at Sporty LA 7753, man. Make sure y'all, next week, man, we're going to have a big event next week, right in the parking lot, 7753 on Merrill's. Let's go ahead and, Kels, let's go ahead and get into this So Help Me God, I'm sorry, All Day, the single with Kanye West.
Team Kim and Nori, yay.
If you ratchet too, man, we got a topic coming up. If you're a ratchet chick, we got a topic coming up next, man. So yeah, make sure y'all keep locked in right here.
I got hella topics for ratchet chicks.
I'm excited about this one. I got things to say.
All right, here's that Kanye All Day. Let's go.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas bop? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. Swish. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your B.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. Top side. All day, nigga. This Shay, nigga. Shopping for the winner and it's just made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit cray, nigga. He ain't getting money unless you got 8 figures. But at GCP's, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon, that sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Kim, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day-to-day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all-state, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all-state with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit the Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway thicker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. I took a young sweet breath and I reached into my earth. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. All day, nigga. Post some Henno for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the passenger side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm straight from the shop. All day, nigga. Sap, 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 sap. All day, nigga. I could do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real sus right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram. I be looking at the Grammys like, that's sus right now. Right now. 24-7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both MJs. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. So watch it dance. All day, nigga. I took a young sweet breath and I reached into my.
all day, nigga.
Man, here we go, man. Oh, yeah, we talk. It's Jay Styles, Nick Nookum, Melly Mel, Conversation Piece, Britney, Breezy Easy on the ones and twos. That was that Kanye. That Kanye is crazy.
All day, fire. All day. All
right, man. So I'm kind of excited about this topic we're about to get into, man. Tink is a new artist. Basically, it's Timberland's artist, pretty much. Timberland took her under the wing. And I think the first time I heard Tink was when that Ferguson situation went on about the police brutality, and she made the song Tell My Children. So that was the first time I heard Tink, and I was like, man, who is this chick? This chick is good. She's straight.
She really is.
Real good.
And so basically she released a song called Ratchet Commandments for all you ratchet chicks out there. And not only chicks, dudes too. You know, so if you ratchet.
Y'all,
you know,
hella ratchet.
She calls it all out.
Exactly. She calls it all out, man. So what do y'all think about Ratchet Commandments?
I think it's dope.
I think it's a dope
song. Obviously a play on Biggie's 10 Crack Commandments.
Right.
I thought that was clever and a great homage to one of the greats.
Right.
5-0. Yeah, no, I'm honestly really excited to see another female rapper, like, really with bars. Like, really with bars. Like, I learned about her during the BET Cypher, and she's the only person I kept listening to after the BET Cypher.
Yeah. She was my favorite on that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I've been a fan since then.
Yeah, she was on there. What do you think, Nick?
I mean, I'm looking forward to a new female artist coming up. I feel like this is a new age for female artists with Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea's out. I feel like people are going to start giving their ears more to female artists.
Don't mention Iggy. She don't count.
I was like, Iggy? We got to talk about her on this show
I like Tink, and I really hope she doesn't go down that route.
No.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Tink is never going to go down that route,
though.
That the world got their ears, you know, tuned to a female artist more today than they have in the past.
I guess.
Okay. You know I'm saying, don't take me out of context.
Wow.
I mean, when you say Iggy, though, and you say Tink, that's like a different.
I knew it was coming.
You asked for that, dude.
But anyway, I think Tink is dope. She got like a little Foxy Brown type of sound with her, mixed with some Eve, mixed with, like, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of every female rapper ever, bro.
Right. Mixed with some, you know, MC Light, mixed with some Queen Latifah, mixed with
Brett.
Are those the sounds not valid?
No, I even agree.
She sounds a lot like both of them, and I think.
No, but she did look up to, like, the Brat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you look at the artist that she looks up to, it's like Lauryn Hill,
and the Brat was dope.
Aaliyah,
The Brat is still dope.
Yeah, she's still dope. Yeah,
the Brat is doing dope.
The Brat is.
She had this one lyric in the song though, and it like caught me. It was like, if your rent's due, get out of the club.
Get out the club. Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, yes,
exactly.
Yes, finally somebody saying something.
Melly Man, what you think?
No, I love
Tink. I knew my rent was going to
My favorite part about Tink coming out is I think that women, especially young women, you know, we need somebody to look up to in a sense, to give us some sort of substance. You know what I mean? Because, everything's cool when it comes down to, like, clubbing music, but a lot of people don't know how to differentiate entertainment from real lyrics.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So the fact that she brings that substance, that 10 Commandments from Biggie was, like, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So for her to take that and then make what she made with it was awesome. You know what I mean?
V Brown?
Young girls need that.
Well, I guess I'm the only one that I'm not feeling her.
Wow.
No, I'm not feeling her. I'm sorry. No. I'm not feeling her. I don't like this song.
Get out of the club.
I'm sorry. I mean, like the content.
We'll
I
never
didn't.
Agree on anything in this.
Is Tink a legend?
See, that's why. That's
Team
why
Ratchet.
We didn't want. We
I'm
didn't
not being difficult. I just really wasn't feeling it. Like I tried.
What?
I tried. I wasn't feeling her. I'm sorry. I wasn't feeling.
I respect it, V. I respect it.
You know what I'm saying? Why? Like it was cool, but I mean, she can rap. But
just like
I felt everything that she was saying because it's so true.
I went by her album. She can spit.
Hey, just like Tink said. Tink said, if you ain't feeling this song, you might be ratchet, man. That she said.
I might be ratchet. But still, shots you know fired. What I'm saying? I shots might be.
Bam, bam, bam.
If I'm wretched, then what? What?
She said what?
I pay my bills.
Brittany, what
every
you think?
Month. Thank you.
Brittany, what
I
you
was, because I'm just a fan of women, and in this day and age, and I mentioned it on the show before. We know you are. We've mentioned it on the show before, but like education and speaking this way is the equalizer nowadays to men. And it is. And she's out there and she's saying it. And I felt it, like, I just felt it. Because I was like, yes, finally. Somebody say, if your rent's due, be responsible.
Right.
Nobody's paying your bills. You've got to pay your own. Yeah. Make your own way.
Yeah.
So but she's finally saying those things.
Yeah, yeah. And like with the song, you know, like nowadays you think about like what's taking over the world, right?
Right.
You go anywhere. We go anywhere right now and people are always looking at what? Their phones. They're always on social media, mm-hmm. Instagram. And that's what I like about her song. She said, you know, people are doing the most on social media.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? On Instagram. They girl, flexing. What are you doing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so.
It's about education.
Yeah.
So she empowering is that females.
Out there. Yes.
And I'm the first one to say, like, yes, I think a man should open the door, but I will go over the counter if anybody says anything about woman power.
I mean, that's what hip hop was born from. I think we got away from that over the years, you know, but I like her because she's bringing back that content. I mean, as
that
a female.
Substance.
As
yeah,
a female
there's a lot
MC,
of content.
You know, she has like a lot of content, man. Yeah. And another thing I like about her, she also sings too, which like kind of remind
she's
me.
A dope singer.
Remind mm-hmm. me of that Lauryn Hill. You know, she got that singing and that rapping, you know what I'm saying? So, hey man, I think Tink is like the next female MC to be on the lookout
she
for.
She has
I,
it. You know, yeah.
She's it.
Like, she's it.
She's dope, man.
And she's also got great backing with Tink.
Yeah.
Like, that's such an important part.
The production is crazy on the track.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The production is awesome.
So I'm excited about it.
I think that's what I'm most excited about is Timbaland coming back as a producer
with
an artist.
What if she did something with Missy?
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be dope.
Oh.
That'd be dope.
Whoa. Whole new topic.
And Brittany, like you said, that lyric that she have, if you know your rent, do get out the club.
Love so that.
There was
lyric.
Another lyric I thought it was kind of catchy. She said, she won't pick up a book, but she'll probably bust it open for social media.
And that's what I was talking about.
You know what I'm saying? But you won't pick up a book, so you're going to bust it open for social media.
She's
you know
not
going to
bust over the encyclopedia.
Exactly.
But she will bust it open
Yo,
for social
you
media.
You can bust open both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Come on.
You can. Mean,
but it's 2015.
Yeah,
you
can
get
just bust
but I'm saying,
open.
But she's
like
saying, she's saying you
woman,
won't pick up a book.
You can
no, I'm
use
saying,
your sexuality,
saying,
but you need to have a smartphone with it. Because there are
be
several women, like
game.
Even Kim Kardashian, you can't hate on her. Like, she used her punani to get famous.
You can't even.
But she,
no, we can
she
hate
got
on
the
that.
Businesses.
But is that a standard that we going for?
I mean,
really?
No, I'm just saying she's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Okay, but going back to something we
that's
talked about
point.
Last
she,
week.
She capitalized on her opportunity.
She capitalized.
Yeah. She capitalized,
like,
yeah.
But she also
you're supposed
was
to.
From Beverly Hills, and she also had a very famous attorney daddy. And
exactly.
So you can't even compare that. Because
exactly.
she
but you know how many people that try to use their sexuality and don't make it?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if you got $1 million and you can't make another $1 million with that $1 million, you're not good at money anyway.
Exactly.
So, like, what I'm saying is Kim got to start not at the bottom, not even at the middle, but like in the upper class already.
Exactly.
And she was able to make mad money off of that. Right. And like more
okay,
power
but somebody
to
like
her.
Amber Rose.
But guys, she, guys, come on. Let's,
she
like,
started.
She,
how hard
she,
is it to get
okay,
like another?
But I have
she's
to say
not there.
Going
how
back
hard
to
is
last
it to?
Week.
How hard is it to sleep with like another famous person though? You know,
it's that's not hard.
That's
at
how
all.
She
okay,
was.
But that's
that's
about,
how she was doing. Like, she was capitalizing like that. You know?
But what about like somebody like Karrueche? She was with Chris Brown, but she's not using that.
See,
that,
but that's
that,
not even
that
exactly
status
true.
To go to another level. She's just
she's
Chris
trying.
Brown's girlfriend.
Okay,
she's
but back
trying,
to Tink, I really have to
she's been with him for over like 4 years and she's
yeah,
still
but
nowhere.
Like, it's a really contentious
and this is why we need somebody
but
like
Tink. But Karrueche does
exactly.
have a store
exactly.
you know what I mean, in Hollywood.
Where's her store?
Yeah. It's like really close to my office, quite honestly.
Is
like,
it,
literally across
is
the
people
street.
Selling stuff?
No.
But last week we mentioned not everybody has to be a hoe, not everybody has to be a stripper. And if she's coming up this way, it is so much better.
What I love about it is that she's only 19 years old.
I know.
And to be that kind of headstrong, that's dope. You know what
love
I mean? Because
yeah.
as a woman, as a female, like I can respect that. Yeah. You know
me too.
I mean?
I can respect that's that awesome. Too, man. That's dope.
So that's awesome.
All right, man. So be on the lookout for Tink, man. She's hot. Kills, breezy, easy. Let's go ahead and get into this Ratchet Commandments. If you ratchet and you don't like it, like Tink said, man, you might be ratchet, man. Let's go.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, we talk 7753 on Melrose. Come,
I got
come mess with us,
ratchets.
Man.
Of course you do.
I've been at this thing for years. It's been turned into an animal. Some of y'all ratchet. I'ma write you hoes a manual. Step by step. G shit for you to keep. This the ratchet commandments. I need a moment to preach. Thou shalt not fuck up on a nigga when you know he got a message. You are labels, I bitches. Thou shalt not lie up on the Bible. How you looking for a title when you sleeping with his rivals? Thou shalt not put trust in these men. These niggas are now bitches with acting so feminine. Thou shalt not pacify the truth. If you know your pussy lose, you a hoe, so do better. Every night doing the most up on Instagram. Maybe that's the reason why bitches they can't keep a man. And I can't sit with us. So while I pray to church, these bitches ain't really friends. She probably gon' take a man. I'm done with the phony hoes. These bitches is really bald. They rather be on the block than taking care of the crib. I'd rather be making money than taking care of some kids. Slip up on a heathen. Always keep it cool. Never let them know you need them. Let a nigga see your sweat.
that. Fuck a bitch and get the check. Move along, you know the rest. Respond to these bitches. They envy what you doing and they only want attention. That's about the truth. If you know your rent due, get the fuck out the club. Every night doing the most of on Instagram. Ooh, maybe that's the reason why bitches, they can't keep a man. They all can't sit with us. That's the one I preach, sure. I told some like, I'm irritated, devastated. I thought we had some young queens, what you mean? We act belligerent, generation of ignorance. Bitches live for the gram, so they life ain't got no significance. Boy, this shit be a trip like Expedia. She won't pick up a book, but she'll probably bust it open for social media. Man, you be surprised. Covenant, loving, and fucking a team. Getting by just by living and making it work on their knees. Let's not debate it, these bitches is overrated. They probably will never learn, cause they lacking their home training, yo. But niggas lying on their money like every day. And niggas ratchet too, just in another way. You fake fathers, never held your daughters, never had a conversation. You too fucking immature to get an occupation. Every night doing the most of on Instagram. Ooh, maybe that's the reason why bitches, they can't keep a man. They all can't sit with us. That's the one I preach, sure. Pick up a book, but she'll probably bust it open for social media, man, you be surprised. Covenant, loving, and fucking a team. Getting by just by living and making it work on their knees. Let's not debate it, these bitches is overrated. They probably will never learn cause they lacking their home training, yo. But niggas lying on their money like every day. And niggas ratchet too, just in another way. You fake fathers, never held your daughters, never had a conversation. You too fucking immature to get an occupation. Every night doing the most of all.
All right, man, it's Oh Yeah We Talk. It's Jay Styles, Nick Nickum, Melly Mel, B Brown Conversation Piece, Brittany, Breezy Easy, that's that tink, Ratchet Commandments. I'm loving that right there, man. Loving that. All right, man, so get into the next topic. This Eminem, the Shady Records Story documentary. Complex Magazine did a documentary on basically their 15-year anniversary for Shady Records, man. They basically started from when Eminem met Dr. Dre, and then when Eminem met 50 Cent and signed 50 Cent, and then D12. They talked about just the whole history of Shady Records. How did y'all feel about this?
I thought it was super dope. I love this empowering. Yeah. I wish they would have did it where all of them were in the same room.
Yeah.
If Dr. Dre and 50 and M and Peter were in that room, I feel like it would have been even more.
It was way too short.
Yeah. I thought it showed a level of intelligence. Way too short. That was just
like one of the movies you're like, what?
How did it end right here? Like, no.
There was so much more that could have been packed in. But I also know Eminem's a fairly private person, so there might have been some spots that he didn't want to, you know, open up about. But it was just like, oh, it's over already. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, overall, it was just an awesome.
I felt the awesome same experience. Way because when I was looking at it, I was like, damn, that's it. And I kind of felt like this should have been on TV. They should have had it on TV.
Yeah, most
on
definitely.
Some type of network because it deserved to be on, you know, televised. Sure. Also felt like their relationship between Peter and Rosenberg and Eminem, man, they got like a father. They do have a father son.
A little bit.
You can tell Peter's
like,
you can tell Peter's more like, you know,
it's Paul.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You can tell Paul is more like,
you know.
He was pushing at him. Like, Paul. You can tell Paul was like more like, you know, Eminem. He was like a, you know, Eminem get straight type, because I can tell Eminem was kind of like a wild, you know,
right.
Like a wild guy or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
But he kept him in line, definitely.
The fact that he could wrap all that around
him. He let him be Eminem, but he did keep him in line as far as the business aspect. Like, yo, you know, Marshall, when he needed to be Marshall, he spoke to Marshall. When he wanted him to be Eminem, he let him be Eminem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that was the most important factor because a lot of people would try to control Eminem, but he didn't do that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Big ups to that. I like that that Shady documentary. Also, I thought it was crazy that Eminem, he didn't know that, well, Dr. Dre didn't know Eminem was white.
Right.
Oh, when he first
heard
him.
When he first heard his tape, he didn't know he was white.
How the hell you don't hear Eminem talking about.
That's how I felt. I was like, really? Because like this Reed's white guy.
Yeah.
But you know what? The first demo.
Heard, I think Reed's white guy.
But did they talk about the first demo that he heard, though?
Yeah, the first demo. Yeah, Dr. Dre said he couldn't tell. And I was just like, that content does not come from, you know what I'm saying? Your typical.
Sure. Even the sound of his voice.
I guess it
could. The tone of his voice.
We don't think a white guy could rap as good as.
Yeah, that's true. That's true too, though. That's true too.
Because I mean, you hear me speak, right?
Yeah.
And you don't think that I'm Hispanic. True.
Yeah.
Right? When you hear me speak,
yeah, male, yeah, you male. Yeah.
Wait, you Hispanic?
I'm Costa Rican and Salvadorian. Which thought I was black.
Yeah. Stepping in there.
That is true. That's a good point.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's true. He could have heard something off like Infinite or something like that.
I'm sure he heard something off Infinite, like, which is how he goes.
Eminem was like, "Hi, my name is off the bat."
Yeah, but that's kind of exactly. That's literally the
well. That's what I was saying. His tone of voice totally gets it.
Yeah, but like, my name is such a like. I mean, like, it's such a white guy.
Yeah,
right.
But that was the first song they worked on together. Yeah. So it didn't
and
exist
I hated
yet.
I hated this. I still hate this song.
Oh,
yo, you're tripping
to
out
this
loud
day,
right
that's
now.
Still like, out loud. One of my most favorite.
It took
when I heard that again to a flashback of TRL, and I was like,
right,
whoa.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like MTV, his performance with the Hi My Name and all the shit came out. I liked. I'm sorry, I liked it.
I mean, Eminem was a legend as soon as he, I think Paul Rosenberg saw him and said, I'm about to snatch this guy up.
You know, I was late catching on to Eminem. I think I caught on to Eminem for the second. His second album, the Marshall Mathers LP.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't
catch on right there, man.
I'll never forget. I was eating with my family, and my older cousin was like, "Hey, you got to hear this guy. You got to hear this guy named Eminem, man. He says the craziest things you've ever heard. Go home and make sure." And I think as soon as I got back in the car, her "Hi, My Name Is" for the first time, and I was just like hooked after that. And he just continued to amaze me for the next, 10 years.
Yeah.
And
I've been feeling him. Yeah. Even the crazy stuff he said about women, like,
that's his story, and I think that's like personal to him, so I can't really knock that.
Well, I don't even know if it's personal. I think he's getting under your skin. I think he knows how to irritate you, and that's what he uses
but
as a ploy
really
to get
me.
On.
I was just like,
he irritated other people.
But he gets you to talk thing. About it.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah,
I mean that's a true artist. I feel like just the same way Kanye is. That's what Eminem, and that's what makes a good artist. They willing to speak what's on their mind. They might say some crazy stuff. They might do drugs. They might, you know what I'm saying, be very creative, and you might not get it, but. You know, somebody gets it. Somebody's feeling it.
Right. Yeah. And I thought it was smart that Paul did say in the interview, he was like that. That's why they chose Slim Shady as an alter ego to kind of like, so M can say that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And they can kind of blame it on that
so
alter
step
ego.
Away
so that was like a little strategy,
it
you know?
Was crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
he was saying some crazy stuff.
These things are like, these are the things that like you don't hear.
Yeah, they
outside of like A&E.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean?
Like, he was basically planning a murder on his song.
That's all he did. Like, there are several like planned out murders on these songs. Yeah. Like
but
on these albums.
Who
else
haven't
crazy.
Wanted to do that?
But that's why I said,
but at least he made a song and didn't kill somebody.
No, like, but that's what I'm saying. That's where, because I actually wrote a report, you know what I mean? On Eminem back in the day.
Oh, I thought you meant like a police report.
No, not a police report.
I told you he's crazy.
Nah, tell him getting serious.
I wrote a report because I felt like something that happened with like Marilyn Manson, and they were trying to blame him for whatever somebody had did a fan.
Yeah.
And the thing is that there's a difference between music and entertainment.
Right.
So Eminem came in at a point where he was saying a lot of really dope stuff. You know what I mean? He was saying a lot of things that were real as far as like his family goes and the stories behind it. But he was also entertaining you with whatever was going on.
Yeah.
So Christina Aguilera got it. Britney Spears. The boy band.
Mariah.
That's just what was in, and he used that to help him.
He used it to his advantage.
Exactly.
I mean, Eminem is a free speech. You know, like a proponent of free speech in America. You know what I'm saying? He came out and he said these outlandish things that you immediately, they were reprehensible. But what more could you say about it? You know what I'm saying?
He even talked crazy about Mariah Carey now. I was like, oh, okay, hold up, Eminem now.
Yeah, but
wait
Mariah
one
Carey
second.
Probably,
Mariah Carey. Come on.
I then love her.
Mariah wrote a whole song about Eminem.
Those damn babies or whatever she said.
Mariah wrote a whole song about Eminem. So I'm team Eminem on that one.
No, I feel like Mariah handled herself. She was like, Nick, hold on. I got this. And she made a whole
song.
She
doesn't have anything now.
Right.
Going back to Eminem. Going back to Eminem.
Her career's over, but she's a legend.
I think the fact that Eminem, like, what he was saying was so intriguing because everybody wanted to know, like, what is he going to say next? Yeah. Like, back then, like in 99, 98, I mean, people wasn't talking like the way Eminem
was all NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. Yeah, that's exactly. What the overwhelm. People wasn't talking. I was a 16, 17 exactly. year old girl when that was going on.
People weren't, I mean, they were thinking, but people weren't talking about, like, killing your baby mama because she did this.
Right.
Put her in a trunk and all
and
this
let's be honest, it's America. Right. We don't.
A lot of people want to kill their baby mama,
song, though, with that letter, like, he even said it. Yo, you know, like, when he was writing back to the he was getting really know, like, yo, I'm just saying this for jokes and cracks and giggles. Yeah. Like, something's really wrong with you if you really think that I'm really tying up my baby mama in the trunk. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
why? No, so that doesn't make us crazy at all. Like, you're saying these things. Like, what? All we have to know him by is his music.
No, yeah, right. But,
Kim, as a person,
should be able to differentiate though entertainment between music.
Yeah. I don't know.
But most people don't do that.
And they had like domestic issues. Like, I don't think he would have killed her, but. They did have the
didn't she do a, didn't she do an album or a song?
She did do a song. His mom did a song also.
Oh, his mom, yeah, that's what it was.
But
yeah.
Like, here's the thing though. After he wrote those songs, people definitely were trying to figure out where Kim was. Yep. Like, right, people were like, we need to make sure though.
Have you seen
her? We understand.
But he also
your
killed
art.
Dre in one of his songs. He also killed Dre in one of his songs.
But I don't think most people differentiate it though. I think people take things for face value, and then that's why he was the way that he was. Couldn't separate the two.
You know, another interesting point that was in the interview, well, I guess the interviewer asked them, like, 15 years, what would you see the label Shady Records? And they really, you could tell N was like, I'm tired. And then Paul was like,
retired.
I'm talking about retiring.
Yeah. What do you guys see Shady Records in the next 15 years? If there will be a Shady Records.
Yeah, there might not be a Shady Records in 15 years.
Because I can tell in an interview, like, they didn't have that passion for it.
I mean, you know? Eminem has been drained since the first day that he, you know what I'm saying, since his first single dropped.
And I kind of think
dropped.
That but you sound, have, like, 50 that sound Cent under your belt.
That's true, too.
So, I mean, how much more, you know what I mean, do you, like, how are you going to top 50 Cent? The kind of success that 50 brought, G-Unit brought, you know what I mean, to Shady
totally
Records.
Forgot
like,
about PIMP.
How do you top that right now? Totally forgot about PIMP.
But I think with the depth of Proof, his right hand guy, like, I think that was more of the label push of Shady Records, and with him being gone, and then that taking that depression, all of that took a toll on him, and then him as an artist, you know, he had to pull all of that out of him and be an artist, and now I don't feel like he wants to even do it anymore. And I feel like that's a lot of artists.
And let's
like,
be honest,
they
with the money now, he's lived a whole lot calmer life. He's a totally different.
And then too, I think you said it, Brittany. That I think that sound. Like, M, because his last album, that sound is just not popping no more.
It's not. Let's be honest. We talked two new albums last week.
Yeah.
We talked Big Sean.
And Fan of a Fan. Yeah.
It's not the same.
Right.
It's not the same.
And then who are the guys that he had with Joe Budden? He was like, oh, those
Slaughterhouse.
Next
Slaughterhouse.
Like, they're not next.
Slaughterhouse straight, though.
Joe Budden can rap,
it's a dope group of guys.
He's not going to be 50 Cent.
You know, they target a different group of people. You know what I mean? Slaughterhouse targets, you know, like an older audience. I'm going to say like 25,
that real hip-hop hit.
25 plus guys who are really lyrical, want to hear metaphors and stuff like that. So I think that's where Slaughterhouse comes in, and I think that's where they're going to find their audience. But I mean, you can't forget about guys like Yellow Wolf, you know what I'm saying? So he has guys that are targeting a specific hip-hop audience, and I think that could help Shady Records stay on in the long run. But overall, I mean, I feel like Eminem is tired. Paul Rosenberg said he's tired. So I mean, I don't know. They did what they had to do, and they changed rap enough. So, I mean, we can't really expect
too
much more
from them.
But
M did talk about learning the production side. So, I wouldn't be surprised if that's the other step that he takes. Like, he steps away from the mic. He goes on the production
side,
takes what he learned from Dr. Dre and puts it into somebody else. And he's the new Paul Rosenberg minus the legal degree. But,
I agree.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, man. Y'all got to check out that documentary. It's called Not Afraid, Eminem, The Shady Records Story. So check out the documentary. You can find it on Complex. We're going to go ahead and get into some Eminem, Breezy Easy. Coming up next, man, we're going to talk about Wale and Wale's new album. And if he's going to be around in the next...
This one's for Jay.
Say it again.
This one's
for you.
Oh, my God. No, she didn't play that. All right, man. So 7753 on Melrose. Keep it locked in.
Attention of the class. My name is for one second.
My name is
Slim Lady.
Hi, kids. Do you like Primus?
Yeah, wanna see
me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did? Uh-huh. Try to get messed up worse than my life is? My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a... Why's your face red, man? You wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like a caged elf who stayed to himself in one space chasing his tail. Got ticked off and ripped Pamela Lee's lips off. Kissed him and said, I ain't no silicone, was supposed to be this soft. I'm about to pass out and crash and fall in the grass faster than a fat man who sat down too fast. Come here, lady.
Shady, wait a minute. That's my girl, dawg.
I don't give a damn. Dre sent me to take the world off.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is... My name is...
Wanted to flunk me in junior high.
Damn.
Thanks a lot. Next semester I'll be 35. I smacked him in his face with an eraser, chased him with a stapler, and told him to change the grade on the paper.
Now,
walked in a strip club, had my jacket zipped up, served the bartender, and walked out with a tip cup. Extraterrestrial, running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they're screaming at me.
Let's just be friends!
99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper, make a record about doing drugs and name it after her.
Hey, Mom.
You know you blew up when the women rush your stands, try to touch your hands like some screaming Usher fans. This guy at White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support.
Hi, my name is... My name is... My name is...
This kid needs to be locked away.
Get him!
Dr. Dre, don't just stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave, it's too scary to die. I'll have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive.
Whoa.
Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. I just drank a fifth of Kool-Aid, dare me to drive?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years, and my palms are too hairy to hide.
Whoops.
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk, I fuck anything that walks. When I was little, I used to get so hungry, I would throw fits. How you gonna feed me, Mom? You ain't got no... I lay awake and strap myself in the bed with a bulletproof vest on and tap myself in the head till I'm steaming mad. And by the way, when you see my dad, ask him if he bought a mag and see my ad.
My name is...
What?
My name is...
All right, man, it's Oh Yeah We Talk, J Styles, 7753, Nick Nickel, Melly Mel.
Hey.
We have a discussion here. B Brown, conversation piece, Brittany.
Shout out to Egypt in the Middle East.
Shout out to who?
Egypt in the Middle East.
Right.
Yo, Egypt is an
African country.
It is an African country.
That's 100% true.
All right, man, we're going to get into this last topic, man. So Wale basically posted his album release date, and the title of his album is going to be The Album About Nothing. Releases on March 31st. How do y'all feel about Wale and his career going on right now?
I love Wale.
I think Wale's career is in a dangerous place.
Me too.
Ambition was a super dope album. Mm-hmm. The Gifted was was not the best album.
It was
Gifted
right.
was not the best album. And you know, if it weren't for like Dice Pineapples and Bad, like Wale would be in hip hop purgatory right now.
I agree.
So I think this album has to really like hit, and this album has to be amazing and spectacular, because I mean, he might get dropped from MM. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that could happen. There's a lot riding on this album, and I want to put that pressure on Wale. I mean, he probably don't care anyway. He's a cocky guy, but I feel like this album is very important to Wale's career, and it has the potential to be a super dope album, one of the best albums of the year. But at the same time,
he has to come through with this album.
He has to kill it.
I think that's exactly what Rick Ross told him. Like, get your shit. Oh, sorry.
Come on, V Brown.
Get it together.
V Brown, go on 1 week, boy. She come back cussing.
We're not talking about Drake.
I know. But I'm just saying, Wale, I mean, he's the most underwhelming out of the crew. Like, he needs to get it together or else he doesn't fit in, like, at all.
I think it's an interesting concept, what he's doing with Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. I'm a huge fan. I've seen every episode of the show. I own the trivia game. So I kind of think it's a whole new thing. I don't think any of us know what to expect.
I think he's using Seinfeld to kind of cross over. And I don't think it's kind of like a brilliant
idea.
Well, the
Seinfeld mixtape is what put Wale on
a few years ago.
Yeah. That was his first project. So I think he's trying to, you know, in a way, go back to those roots, you know, go back to that, you know.
He said he got caught up. He got caught up in the women. He got caught up in the money. And so now it's time to, like, bring it all back
again. Take it back.
And I, like I said, I don't think any of us know what he's going to do.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
I like what I've heard so far. Up until this morning, the only song I heard was The Body.
The Body. Oh,
right? Oh yeah. That
but hitter. This morning on the way over here, on my way out here, guys, 92.3 actually premiered The Matrimony featuring Usher.
Okay.
And once the beat dropped, it was just, Wale just does that to me. Like, he gives me goosebumps. Like, when I hear his music, he just gives me goosebumps.
The production of his music, you know what I mean? And the musicality.
The lyrics, everything, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so good.
I agree. I think Wale is a hot artist. I think that he lost touch with that third album, The Gifted, because when I heard Ambition, and then when I came back and got The Gifted, I was kind of disappointed. I mean, The Gifted was cool.
It was okay.
You know, but I was kind of disappointed because he didn't get the same type of energy with like, Ambition was a dope.
It was incredible.
It was a dope album.
The live instrumentation. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, every song.
The poetry.
Yeah, every song concept. You can play that song, like, after a date and it would crack. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I really agree with Nick. I think this album right here. This album is going to dictate how far he goes, how far his rap career goes. Yeah.
I think he's in a place with MMG where he doesn't really fit in, because I don't know if you guys remember when him and Meek Mill got into it before Meek went to jail. Yeah. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Meek went in jail, it was like Rick Ross was like campaigning for Meek. Like, it wasn't like he was like, chill, Meek, or anything. It was just like, hey, well, yeah.
So do you think he was more
successful two different flavors
when he was working with Mark Ronson?
They're real different flavors.
Real different flavors to Maybach.
No, I think he, I mean, because Ambition was MMG.
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I think
his first album didn't do good was with Interscope.
Yeah.
I think that was Mark Ronson.
Attention deficit, yeah. But I mean, I feel like Wale fits in well with the group just because he's a completely different flavor. Mm-hmm. I feel like MMG needed that.
Yeah,
I feel
like
they may need that, but I don't feel like they embrace him.
They don't know what
they
to do.
They don't know what to do.
I think they do.
Dice Pineapples does it. Says it all.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one song.
The way that he carried that. So I mean, there's listen to the Ambition album. This song Ambition brought some of the best verses I've ever heard from Meek Mill and Rick Ross, and it's because of the sound that Wale facilitated.
I agree completely, but since then, do they agree? They haven't kept doing that. Really.
Yeah, no, that's 100%
true. And like that Ambition sound, like, I loved hearing Rick Ross on every track on there, and you know how I feel about Rick Ross.
Right.
Like, I don't need to Rick Ross. Okay, so like the fact that I was excited about that at all, like, just kind of, you know, showed me that Wale was
multitasking.
I'm so into the conversation.
Multitask.
That basically, like, Wale, I could kind of do no wrong after that, and then did, like, and then went a different way, and I just don't understand what happened. But yeah, this album is gonna be like probably make or break for him, which is sad because, like, he's so talented.
Yeah, exactly.
And DMV stand up.
We talked about this last week with Big Sean. He's in the same place as Big Sean was with his album. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if Big Sean didn't come through with this last album, his career kind of would have went.
I agree with that.
I would argue that Big Sean has more radio hits and more marketability than Wale.
That's so true. He got more radio hits.
But also, Wale has not released anything since 2013. So what radio hits can we talk about?
Right.
And and the body, Wale, like, has, once that joint came out, like, I mean, I was ready.
When that body hit,
I was ready. Like, I was ready. And I even really messed with Bad. Like, the original, like, with Tierra Thomas. I don't care about Tierra Thomas, but she sang the hell out of that hook. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wale puts, like, makes everything so sensual.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a poetry slam every time you rock with him. 100%. That's amazing. Like, I love that in hip hop. I wish that he could, I don't know, go over that hump and, like, really be, like, a notable artist. But, like, he's, like, still middling. And this album, it's either going to push him over or it's going
to
knock him off.
I think he's still trying to find it. I mean, he's a relatively younger artist. And I think he has more chances to find it.
He's only, like, 30 years old. That's what you said. Yeah. He's a middle-ground artist. He's not a superstar, period. He wants to be a superstar. He has the capability.
Like, he would be so unhappy, like, I mean, remaining.
Let's not forget, we was talking about Wale. We was putting Wale in the same category like J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick.
That's the thing.
You know, back when he dropped Ambition.
But he can't hang with them, though.
Back when he dropped Ambition, we was putting a new generation of rappers. Wale, Kendrick, J. Cole.
They were in the same conversation.
Exactly. But
he can't hang, though.
But as of right now, it's like, people don't really talk about Wale like they talk about J. Cole.
Because of that last album.
I think that's because though music with substance in their lyrics is not really popular.
I mean, but you can't say that because J. Cole's album was all substance.
J. Cole, like, I've gotten in multiple debates behind J. Cole because I love J. Cole. And a lot of people are like, nah, he's not even all that great. And it's like, are you not listening to J. Cole?
They're not listening. Once you listen, you can't say that. That's because
what he's saying is not catchy. You know, the beat is dope, okay, but if the lyrics don't capture you, then all of a sudden you're not popular. And I think Wale has a way of capturing the lyrics
and the dope sounding beats and all of that.
He does, yeah. I agree.
And I think if on this album, it could be what we all want.
But do you think are the fans really checking for this album, though?
Yeah.
I think real Wale fans, yes. What's interesting, though, is that Wale really doesn't have a huge following in Maryland, in D.C.
That's what I was just about to say. I know a lot of people that don't mess with him.
We do not ride for him. Like, I came out here and started listening to him.
That's funny because I heard somebody else say that from D.C.
So basically, the reason is he's from a pretty affluent area, right? He's from Montgomery County, which is the second richest county in America. But he likes this ace from D.C., which is not the second richest county in America. And we're from there. So we're like, look, bro, you can't rep PG when you're from Montgomery County. Like, you can't do that. Those are different places. I'm sorry. Right. And so, like, he lost a lot of credibility at home. So, like, I mean, like, Detroit is behind Big Sean.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
DC's not behind Wale, and that's so, like, that's why every artist. That's why Logic, who's
also
from Maryland.
And that's not good coming from
Maryland.
He's
got, like, literally, Maryland colleges ride so hard for Logic. Right. Like, this dude has a fan base.
Yeah, Logic.
Wale's lost that.
Yeah, you gotta have your hometown. If you don't have your hometown, you cannot get
it's
America.
It's really hard to go far. Right.
Yeah, if you don't have your hometown backing you.
Well, I'm
good
from
luck
LA,
with mainstream.
So I don't know none of that. So I'm just attached to the poet behind Wale. I'm attached to the lyrics behind. Like I said, on the way in.
That's where his fan base comes from.
That Matrimony song came on, and it instantly gave me goosebumps. Yeah.
And
like,
I'm the same as you, born and
lyrics,
raised in Southern
California. And then
California.
I had to go back and listen to it again on YouTube, and it was a really, really dope song.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the album.
I'm definitely looking forward to the album.
Yeah, I'm looking forward, too.
We're both Southern
Let's talk about first week numbers, right? Because we don't get up out of here. Kelly, first week numbers for Wale. What you think?
He's gonna do like 87K.
Damn, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's all.
That's terrible.
All. That's a hoe.
Brittany.
125?
That's
middle of the
Brown.
Road. Maybe not that high, though.
100?
Millimil?
Yo, I'm gonna say 175.
175?
Nick Nookum.
I'm going from 50 to 75K.
What?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to. I go 180, 175K.
Yo, I hope so. I hope 180.
I hope 140,000.
I'm being realistic. Yeah. I don't even know anyone else who knows this album is coming out right now. People in this room.
Well, they about to know once they listen to Oh Yeah, We
right?
Talk.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I hope I'll buy it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a cop one.
I mean, Chris Brown and Tyga only sold 40,000, so Tyga, I mean.
But that's R&B, though.
See how he does with digital downloads, too.
Yeah, because.
You got to count the downloads.
Because they're in the media like crazy, and Wale's not so much, so I don't think he's going to do more than them.
Yeah, he's going to do all right.
Let me take that back, 40.
He's definitely not going to get over 200K. I don't see that at all.
He's not even going to get close to 200K.
I don't see that at all. All right, man, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Nookum, where can they find you at, man?
Nookum_Nick. That's on Twitter, Instagram. Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? Check out my story. Hit me up on Facebook, Nick Newcomb.
All right, V Brown, where can they find you at? V Brown Conversation Piece.
You can find me on Instagram, Conversation Piece. Twitter, Miss Convo Piece. That's MissConvoPiece, like a piece of cake. Holla at your girl.
Like a piece of cake. Brittany, sporty manager for Sporty
yes,
LA.
Yes, multiple places, personal and professional.
Hey.
I rep both sides. SportyLab.com and on Instagram at B_the_cutest because I am the cutest.
All right. Breezy Easy, Killer Kills.
Yo, Breezy Easy here. Hit me on Instagram and other things at Breezy Easy. That's BreezyEz. Hit me up. That's it.
All right, man.
Let's let this ride right here, though.
All right, you can find me at JAY Styles TV on all social media. Make sure y'all like our page at Oh Yeah We Talk. You can find Oh Yeah We Talk on Instagram, Twitter, yeah. Facebook, iTunes. We out there. Make sure y'all subscribe to the page. Also, make sure y'all comment and let us know how you like the show, man. If you think the show is terrible, hey, let us know, man. If you think
don't say that.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
If you think we terrible, let us know, man. If you think Nook will be talking about that boo, let us know. We want to know everything.
But I don't. Hey, make sure you come check us out next week, though, right?
Exactly.
We got an all-star
amazing event going down.
Exactly.
Come through. You know what I'm saying? Bring something to drink with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come through next week.
We're going to have
food trucks next week. We're going to give away some shoes next week. We're going to give away some phone cases. Phone cases, right?
Phone cases. And hair ties, everybody.
Exactly,
get
man.
Get iPhone 6
hair ties for the ratchets.
Hey, you got man, an iPhone 6 well, case or what?
Next.
Yo, V's getting real specific. You got an iPhone 6, you know, for the second edition.
She's got to be ready. She wants her.
Y'all got that one, though?
And we hope we get this covered. Dr. Scholes model to come out here next week, too. Right. We're really yeah. hoping to get
Nick's
her out
Nick's a big fan.
And I'm telling you, man, it's going to be crazy next week. So make sure y'all come out to 7753 Sporty LA. Prime Time, what's your social media, Prime Time?
Man.
Come on, Prime, what's your... Prime Time's our engineer, man. Prime Time don't like social media, man. He's not a...
Get him a lot of followers.
I'm
going to
give out my social media. He's not a friendly guy.
Jay still treating me like a stepchild, low-key.
Yo, that's not true. Prime Time's so friendly. So my social media. Every time we see each other.
Prime Time's low-key.
Prime Time's not a friendly guy, man.
He's low-key.
Yes, he is.
The best way is if you still treat me like a stepchild, Jay.
Let's be positive, man. All right, man. We up out of here, man. Make sure y'all like us on Facebook. Oh, yeah, we talk. We are out.
Look, Jay just ignored
it. You forgot Melly Mel's social media.
Oh, Melly Mel. I'm sorry. I keep
trying to jump in like Double Dutch, Jay, and you still treat me like a stepchild.
And that's why I saved you for last, Melly Mel, because I was going to come back to you. Melly Mel's our new co-host/special guest today. Melly Mel, where can they find you at, Melly?
They can find me on Melly Mel, that's spelled M-E-L-L-I-E, M-E-L on Facebook, and on Instagram, Cali Love, C-A-L-I-L-O-V-E-83, and then on Twitter, MellyMel_radio.
Hey, man, y'all go find Melly Mel, man. My bad, Melly Mel. I forgot. I saved you for last, and I forgot about you, man. I was talking about Prime Time.
Lies you tell.
You can find Prime Time on Twitter at The Sweet Spot. You can find him on Instagram at the exact same place.
All right, man, we out, man. Check us out next week, 7753. Let's go.
Out.